Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Halt Daddy Hazy IPA, award-winning beer by Greater Good Brewing, built by Penn Staters for PA. Look for the green can at your local retailer.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante with our special guest, Mike Villagrana, Executive Director of Happy Valley United, the Penn State Collective. Mike, how are we doing this week?
We're doing great.
It is fantastic to have you on the show. We had you on, what was it, about a month ago now that we had you on for the first time, Mike?
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't even feel that long ago, but I guess it was. Yeah, the bowling event was great.
Yes, we had a chance to introduce you to our listeners. I'm sure it was the first time many of our listeners heard you for the first time. I'm so happy to have you on again. So much to talk about. Now, you and I have chatted in that month. You and I have chatted quite a bit, and it just so much to talk about with you in the position you're in. But I told you this before, Mike, I always feel obligated when getting into the whole conversation about the collectives and NIL. It's important almost as a baseline, partly because it's changing so much, just to talk about what the role in general is for the collective. Then we could get a little more specific and talk about Penn State's Happy Valley United.
Yeah, sure. I think, it, like you said, and we've talked about that, it's evolving so fast, and everybody's just trying to evolve with the speed that it's moving. And so everybody's like maybe doing a little bit different. Everybody has to kind of – they have – some guardrails depending on what resources they have available, how many resources, you know, just different things, administrations, philosophies, stuff like that. It's different everywhere. I think at Penn State, we're in position to be one of the best collectives out there, just because of the way that it's structured from top down, administration, philosophy, Coach Franklin, and staff. So we're in a really good position, you know, as far as evolving with the times and with the house settlement coming in April. So, you know, I feel good about where we're at right now.
Well, one of the things, and you can maybe talk a little bit about your background. You're fairly new to the position. It's just a few months now.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is your background. You actually worked on James Franklin's staff previously here in State College. So you're an inside guy.
Yeah, I guess you can look at it like that. I think when they were hiring this position this round, I think they were looking for somebody that they had some familiarity with from the past. So I think, you know, when, you know, I was kind of out there looking at pivoting, you know, Coach Franklin reached out to me and said if I would be interested. I said, definitely, you know, anytime Coach Franklin calls you. So, you know, here I am now. But, yeah, I was here from 2015. I got here, I think we were playing Army. So I got here, like, kind of the beginning of the season. It was an ugly day. It was a back and forth. You know, they run that triple option. But that was my first game as an employee of Penn State. And I fell in love with it. My family, Tiffany, Carlson, my – two at that time I had a three-year-old, and then now I'm gonna be bringing my second child there too. So we love it there. Didn't want to leave, but you know, just I had an opportunity to kind of continue to develop and move up the ranks, so that's why I left after the 2017 season when you know, we beat Washington in the Fiesta Bowl. So but I always kept contact with Coach Franklin. Everywhere that I've been, it's been with a Penn State guy. So basically somebody from Coach Franklin's tree. And we've ran it like Penn State. So it's, you know, and we've joked about it before, the places that I've been, they'll call it Penn State U, some of the stuff that we do, because everything we do is from how Coach Franklin runs the program. So coming back, even though it's in a different role, I still kind of understand like the little things from a culture standpoint, how Coach Franklin likes to get done and how he likes to, you know, the type of people he has in the building is important. as well.
Well, then I was leading somewhere with that, the fact that you have experience with James Franklin. I'm calling you an inside guy. It's also one of the things that's changing with the collectives is it's more closely tied with the program itself than it was just a couple of years ago, where there seemed to be an arm's length distance between the collective and the program. Could you explain how that works, how that part is evolving?
Yeah, I think even, you know, pretty recently, you know, Penn State even added more resources in-house with, you know, making Dan Caballa the head of the NIL for in-house. And then him, Brett Arnold, and Rashad Elby also help when it comes to the NIL space, and they do a great job. We're just kind of an extension of them and what they do. And now where it's evolved to where, you know, we have our own lane, and it's not just like, you know, Dan and Brett and Elby are raising money and talking to donors and whatnot. We're not really talking to the donor side anymore. So we're not like competing per se. You know, we're really kind of more of an extension and a supplement off of what they're doing with what the type of fundraising that we can do, which is different. So it's a really good relationship. It's a good marriage right now. And it's relatively new, but it's really kind of working well. And with me in this position and being at Penn State and the familiarity with Coach Franklin, some of the guys still on the staff, that's helped with the transition. And when the collective wasn't, you know, in-house per se, or an insider or somebody close to the football program, that could lead to some hurdles as far as communication, you know, loss in transparency. Obviously, communication is a huge, huge thing, and making sure that you have healthy relationship and communication with everybody. And so me being close to the program really helps that communication, because things move fast, you know, and, you know, it just takes another, it just takes probably a step out of a process.
Well, you mentioned how some of the inside guys may be going more towards the donors, and Happy Valley United, Penn State Collective, is working a little bit differently. Could you explain that a little more detail? I think because it's kind of confusing. We've seen, yeah, you know, the Penn State fans have seen this. Well, there's this arm doing this, this one doing this, and it can get kind of confusing. Help us out with, here's the specific role that we'll see going forward with Happy Valley United.
Yeah, so it's really kind of three different pillars that Happy Valley United is going to execute. And they're all important. There's not really one that's more important than the other, but it's not the donor side of things. Like I mentioned, it's going to be promoting the memberships to be a member, you know, the different tiers on with our collective is really important. That's going to be something that we're going to really try to drive and really up that number from what it is right now. And we're doing, to do that, we want to make sure that we're providing something for the members, right? So in past, when we were still kind of attacking the donor side of things, the fundraise, you know, we really weren't providing as much to them, right? It was just kind of going out asking for money. But now it's like, okay, well, if you're a member, okay, we're going to provide content for you. All right, we're going to provide content through state media, through some personalities and talent that we have on campus, as you know, yourself, Landon Tangwell, Brian Tripp, Dylan Dawson, just different types of talent that they'll be executing interviews, behind the scene podcasts. We're going to be implementing recruiting, which is going to be a really neat thing. I'm excited to see how that goes, because in the past, when it comes to recruiting, you know, you weren't allowed to do that. You know, you can't, you know, Penn State football program is not going to have a recruiting channel. All right. Everybody goes to 247 on three rivals, you know, recruiting sites. Well, you know, we kind of will be able to give that information from the source itself. Right. So that's going to be something that I think is going to be really attractive to the fans that are interested in recruiting, knowing about who's going to be on campus, you know, knowing about who's going to be getting a commitment. They'll have first dibs at finding out that information through Happy Valley United. And then So that's the membership part, and that, and we're going to be providing access and different types of things that we're going to be rolling out next week. So be on the lookout from HVU's social platforms. The other big thing that we're doing is the events. So we have four or five staple events that are probably our, you know, our big events that are going to raise, you know, over anywhere from 100 to 500,000. Those are our five big events. But around those events, we're also making sure that we go out, we're visible in the community. We were just in Philly. Myself and Wendy Hoover tagged along with Dan, Brett, and LB at a Philly event where it was just making, you know, the Philly Penn State contingency aware of what the collective's doing, what Penn State is doing, and how we're functioning. Basically, what I'm telling you right now is what we told them. And it was really good because, you know, there's this contingency out there that's older, you know, that, you know, grew up on, you know, the roots of Penn State, which is, you know, morals, school.
Success with honor.
Success with honor. That's right. And, you know, no names on the back, you know, like, so that the NIL is a hard thing to accept when you have those roots and you're wired that way. But the way that we're doing it, we want to make sure that they understand that we're still keeping those roots. And NIL and money is important, right? And we're going to be one of the top programs. But also, we're not going to go away from those roots. We're not going to give, you know, X amount of money to a kid that doesn't make sense, right? It has to make sense for Penn State, and it can't all be about the money. It has to be the right family, has to be the right fit culturally. Academics has to mean something to them. He's going to want to graduate in 3.5 years and work on a second degree. And it's going to be important that when they come into the program, that they're using our resources for financial literacy and they're spending their money correctly and setting themselves up when they graduate, if they're in the NFL or not, that they're set up well and they're using this to their advantage. And then we can still continue to produce really talented, but really well-rounded student athletes when they graduate. So the long answer, I guess, Jim, but that's a second pillar, right, is the events.
Well, I'm going to cut you off there. We could pick it up right after this break. And I'm going to mention, you got to be careful when you're talking about old Penn State fans, Mike. I might get a little personally offended, but we'll talk more about that when we come back.
Spring football is almost here. Are you looking for a great place to stay in Happy Valley for that weekend? Go PSU RV has an RV for you. Drive your own car there. The RV is ready and waiting for you. A shuttle bus will take you to and from the game. No hassle with parking. Rates start as low as $750 for the weekend, and you get a $250 discount for the fall. Check out gopsurv.com or call 800-519-8467.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Halt Daddy Hazy IPA, award-winning beer by Greater Good Brewing, built by Penn Staters for PA. Look for the green can at your local retailer.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. I'm with my special guest, Executive Director of the Penn State Collective, Happy Valley United. That is Mike Villagrana. I'm Jim Galante. It's quarter number two of our show. And Mike, I cut you off at the end of the first segment. Want to get right back in there. You were offending us old fans. Okay. That's where you could pick it up from there.
No. I kind of can go on and on about this. I have a passion for it. You know, I have a passion for Penn State. Grew up. I don't know if you consider me old. I think I'm old now. I'm 41. I think I'm 41. But growing up in Youngstown, Ohio, there's a big, you know, Irish, Italian culture there. So I think a lot of people like Penn State, Joe Pa, and you know, that generation. So I have a lot of respect for that time. But so the two pillars, right, that I talked on were memberships, which is big, and how we're going to provide content and substance to those memberships is the content, right? And we're going to partner, like I said, with those personalities, state media, which I'll touch on a little bit later, and then the events, which I touched on before we broke. And then the other one is sponsorships, right? So, you know, a gentleman at that event, that Philly event, brought up a great point to the group about, you know, giving money and donating. You know, said, you know, there's ways to donate, right, and give to the Excellence Fund, which, you know, Dan and his team drive and do a great job. But, you know, there's also different ways that you can donate money. You know, you can sponsorship, you can, you know, give sponsorship money to, you know, HVU, and we can promote their business through HVU, which, you know, now the way that we're pivoting with content, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for businesses to come to us and say, hey, that segment that Landon Tangwell does, heck, we would love to have our company logo on that content, right? So there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming up in the near future for business to sponsorship. Obviously, there's the event sponsorships, there's title sponsorships. There's just a lot of ways, different fun ways that you can get a return on your money through HVU. Obviously, there's access as well to the players. You know, so that's another key way. And then, you know, there's going to be merchandise as well. You know, we're going to try to up that and give first access to, you know, people that are members. And then we're going to put stuff on there that hasn't been on there before. That's going to be pretty neat. And a lot of the reason why we're able to do this is our team with, you know, Rich Stankiewicz, who played here, Wendy Hoover, and Jamie Leota, and we're adding another person and maybe two more here pretty soon. But that allows us to really do a better job at each one of these pillars moving forward.
And by the way, some of the merchandise, I got the quarter zip, very nice quarter zip pullover. Very nice.
Wendy Hoover, she has really good taste.
It was very nicely done. I'm particularly interested in that media connection, which is, I think, is a fascinating thing. And especially since we're going to be part of it, that makes me even more interested. Before we get to that, because I want to spend a lot of time with it, you mentioned some of the events, and I think that's worth mentioning to our listeners. You mentioned there was the get together in Philadelphia just this past week, but you also have some fun events coming up that really interesting, a golf tournament, the event down at the shore. Just give a real quick overview of those for our listeners.
Yeah. So those are some of our bigger events. You know, we'll have a golf tournament coming up after the spring game. I think it's the 28th. You know, that's been a big event. I think that started, Dan Caballo was talking about this the other day, saying that I think it started with like maybe 40, 50 people. And now it's over, you know, going in its third or fourth year, I think it's over like 200 people, right? Just raises a ton of money. You know, there's players out there. It's a good time. Coach Franklin's out there, coaches. You know, it's a good time too. It's right after the spring game. So everybody's in a good mood. I always looked at Penn State spring blue white game, kind of everybody comes out of hibernation. It's one of my favorite days, especially if it's a nice day out. It's like one of my favorite days because a lot of people don't actually go into the game, right? That's just like a tailgating day for everybody to come out. So we have that golf event. We actually have, you know, we just don't do football only events. We also do other events. We have a really cool event in Philadelphia this weekend for the wrestling match. That's going to be pretty neat. I was just in Philly with Dan and his team, and that wasn't an HVU thing. That was more for people just to see like the different lanes that we're in and our relationship and how this is all synergized. So we'll continue to do that and piggyback on those guys and supplement them and be, you know, extension of them. And then, you know, there's going to be some things where, you know, we're talking about doing some events, in July when the Arts Fest is here. There's going to be some events, you know, there's going to be, you know, the whiteout event, all the game pregame, happy hours during the season that we have. There's going to be a bunch of baseball events that we're doing as well. It's just a ton. All these events are on our website right now. You can go on our website, look at them, see if you're interested in any of them, and then, you know, please reach out. There's contact on those, on the events. But I think we got a lot of cool different events that provide different opportunities for people around the country that are Penn State fans. Obviously, we have the biggest alumni fan base, or biggest alumni base in the country. So it's important that we get around as well. You know, we have an event in Arizona. We have an event in California. We have an event. We're doing a Pittsburgh event this year for the first time around the U.S. Open, which is going to be really neat. And all of these events are on the website if anybody's interested in attending.
Again, that it's happyvalleyunited.com. The one thing you mentioned, the golfing and some of the players being there. I've golfed with Landon Tengwall.
Yeah, he's a little stiff, huh?
Well, when he gets a hold of one, though, holy cow. Let's go to a big guy, a lot of big guys there. And I know that a lot of the players have really taken to golfing and really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's switch over to something that I really think is a great decision that you made. The fact that we're part of it is maybe part of why I'm so excited too, is this association, this partnership, partnering with several members groups of in the media. One of them being us, Keystone Sports Network, with our Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll get into that a little bit more. Like you mentioned, state media. I'm not sure everybody knows who the players are that are involved there. Why don't you share with us who some of the guys who are involved, so we know a little bit more about what the platforms are and what we're going to be seeing in this partnership?
Yeah. It's really exciting. I think it was kind of in the works before I arrived, but now it's kind of I kind of took it upon myself to kind of really kind of bring in everybody and go with it. It's not going to be perfect, but we're going to figure it out. And the goal is to provide content and access and as much as we can give to the fans, to give back to them being members to us. So in that, you know, we have different personalities. You know, we're going to be partnering with state media. State media, which was co-founded by Adam Brenneman. Obviously, you know, most Penn Staters know him. Big time recruit that came in here. You know, he's having a successful this might be his third career now, because he was coaching and doing a great job at that. And then he started this company, State Media. And Christian Hackenberg kind of runs it, and he has a whole team. So that's state media, Christian Hackenberg, you know, Jason Cabinda, Brandon Bell, some of the former players are involved and our personalities on there. They're going to be crucial in this content, you know, behind the scenes things. We're really excited about it. And, you know, we're going to roll out next Friday at Pro Day, which we're really excited about. We'll have a setup there. You guys are going to be able to see a bunch of different exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews, players that are working out. You guys are going to be able to see them, listen to them. You're also going to be able to, you know, hear from some of our coaches. And we're working on some of the scouts and agents jumping on. You know, I think it's cool to hear from different people that other guys are you may not hear about, and they can talk, you know, a little bit about, you know, the climate of college football right now. And you can hear a different perspective. I think that's neat for fans to hear. And I think the other thing that we're going to do is roll out a bunch of people. I think it's funny because, you know, we have a big staff, right? All these college staffs in the country are just growing. And they're getting bigger and bigger. And a lot of people are like, well, what the heck do they do in there? Yes. Well, I want to be able to provide the fans with that access. So we'll be bringing in people from the building and talking to them and just casually, you know, talking about what they do and how they affect Penn State program. Because everybody in the program, in that building, has a unique role, and it's important. And Coach Franklin stresses to them that he brings them in there to be the best in the country. And so, and everybody, you know, wears that on their sleeve every day that they come in there to be the best at that job. So we're going to be able to bring that as well. And I think that's going to be exciting. And there's just a ton of things that we're going to be able to provide to the fans that it's going to be fun. Landon Tangwell is an awesome personality. You know, he's just going to continue to build his brand and working with us at HVU. Dylan Dawson is actually a student still. He is very unique, great guy. Great, I call him a kid, but he, you know, does a great job as far as, you know, his niche with recruiting and going out and reaching out to the students and the younger fan base. Brian Tripp is going to be working with us, which a lot of Penn State fans, you know, who follow all the sports would know him. You know, he's done interviews with football, hockey, all sports around Penn State, and he's really well known. And has a really good reputation with everybody. He's kind of like a general manager, producer. He does it all. He's great. He's going to be great on the team. And I don't know if I'm missing anybody.
You missed us.
Hey, no, well, yeah, that's given. Obviously, Keystone Sports. And with Jim, you, I think this is going to be really neat. Doing a piece with you every week. I want, you know, we talked about, you know, not just doing a football, but we'll talk football, but also talking about some other sports and maybe bringing in some other, you know, athletes from Olympic sports, bringing them in here and shed light on them. I think it's interesting to know, you know, what a day in life, you know, of a volleyball player, of wrestling, all those things that I think are pretty cool to hear.
And I want to get more in depth on some of those things that, especially you had mentioned recruiting, which I know is right up your alley. I want to talk about more of that kind of information. We'll do that right after this break.
Spring football is almost here. Are you looking for a great place to stay in Happy Valley for that weekend? Go PSU RV has an RV for you. Drive your own car there. The RV is ready and waiting for you. A shuttle bus will take you to and from the game. No hassle with parking. Rates start as low as $750 for the weekend, and you get a $250 discount for the fall. Check out gopsurv.com or call 800-519-8467.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Hulk Daddy Hazy IPA, award-winning beer by Greater Good Brewing. Built by Penn Staters for PA. Look for the green can at your local retailer.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim. He's Mike, Executive Director of the Penn State Collective Happy Valley United, providing a lot of information. And Mike, when we were finishing up in quarter number two, we were talking about this relationship, this partnership between Happy Valley United and different groups that are within the media. And it's nice. We've been on these Zoom calls like once a week for the last month or so. And everyone that you talked about, Brian Tripp, Landon, Christian Hackenberg, all these folks have been on the conversation together. And I mentioned to you, it's really very cool from my position to be working with these guys. And you could just see everybody is rowing the boat, to borrow from PJ Fleck a little bit, in this in the same direction. And it's great because these are all people with you know, an affinity for Penn State and Penn State football. One of the things that you talked about as far as content, and you talked about getting behind the scenes a little bit, and I can't wait for more opportunities, you know, to talk to you. Heck, you and I have talked off the air. Our bowling event, you and I talked over a beer. You know, that's the best way to have sports conversations. And you mentioned about having some access to the recruiting information, which I think is like that magic bullet as far as fans are concerned. So just how much information can we get? You talked about, you know, who might be visiting. So we might even be getting information from recruits who haven't, let alone not signed, but haven't even committed to Penn State yet.
Yeah, that's correct. So, and it's all getting worked out right now. Actually, I have a call with compliance today to basically tell us what we can and can't do. And, you know, off the jump, I don't think we're going to be limited too much. So the things that we're looking at doing is giving the fans first access to commitment announcements, you know, whether that's through the transfer portal, through high school. You know, I think that's going to be something that is very attractive to fans, especially those diehard recruiting fans. You know, when we have events, which, you know, there's a ton of events when we're allowed to have recruits on campus, you know, it's really exciting to know who's on campus, right? Well, we'll be able to provide that, and it's going to be accurate as well. You know, there's all kinds of things where we want to potentially, you know, bring in a signed commitment or commit and on the chat and have a chat with them, you know, open up the platform for, you know, the guys to talk to him, ask him questions, you know, who's he remind him, you know, who's he remind himself of, you know, what's he looking to do at Penn State? What's he majoring in? Just kind of, you know, just a candid talk with the recruit, stuff like that. You know, there's just so many things that we want to be able to do from recruiting to provide it to them, because it's straight to the source, which is going to be really cool for fans.
And you know what, and this might be a little bit off tangent, but just something I want to share. You mentioned the event. You and I met and did some interview together. It was the incoming freshman football players. These are the early entries, kids who should still be in high school right now, Mike.
Yeah.
And I've done events recently with the wrestling team, with the basketball team, with the women's basketball team. And maybe this is me with the blue and white glasses on a little bit, but I've just been so impressed with the student athletes. When I was 17 years old, 18 years old, that time, senior in high school, if someone put a microphone in front of me, I would have just stumbled. Some people say I still do that. But I was just amazed at what good interviews and how interesting these kids are. And now the ones that we saw from the football team, they were all incoming freshmen. They were not allowed to officially talk to the media.
Right.
But it gave me an opportunity to just chat with them off the record. To a man, I was just thoroughly impressed, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that's probably because of the generation they're in, right? Like, you know, recruiting has become so big, and you tie that in with, you know, social media and the way that social media is. These guys, they're getting interviewed when they're freshmen now. They're always on, you know, Twitter or X or Instagram. You know, they're getting asked to be interviewed by On3, Rivals, somebody. And, you know, I think they're just kind of more built for it coming in, more so than in the past. But, you know, still, they're still a learning curve when you're doing interviews, right? So, you know, we have a good team with Destiny, Rodriguez, Riley, and Greg Kincaid over at the football building, which they help them as well as to develop when it comes to these interviews and type of different interviews, what to say, what not to say. You know, obviously the freshmen, they don't speak or they don't do interviews the first year, which is smart. The kids at that event are awesome. Part of the reason I like this position too is like my position in recruiting in the past had become so like very administrative that I really wasn't in touch with the players. And I came out of college wanting to coach because I like that. I like being around the players. I like coaching them up. And that had really kind of gone away from my role just because of the way that, you know, recruiting departments have evolved. But now I'm back talking with these guys, working through certain situations with them, you know, and that's fun because I get to know them as a person, and that's important to me. And Penn State kids have always been different to me. No matter what, they're always different in a good way. They're just well-rounded. You know, good people that are driven, you know, usually just not on the field, which you find a lot of players, all they care about is football and getting into the league. These guys, you know, it's wired in them that, you know, it's a well-rounded person that they want to become. So it's cool being back kind of in front of these players and being able to have a relationship with them.
Let's get back to, you mentioned next week, or I should say the show, our show is going to be released on Monday. So I should be saying this coming Friday is when the pro day is. So it's sneaking up on us very quickly. And that's kind of the opener. Could you share with the listeners a little bit more what we are looking to see there? Because that's an example of the peek behind the curtain that I think you're looking to provide people.
Yeah. So it's going to be a sneak peek of what we're going to be providing, like you said, in the future. We want to get as many eyes as possible on this event, and state media is going to help with the production of that. And we're going to have all those talents that I talked about, the Landon Tangwell, Dylan Dawson's, yourself, HVU's team, Christian, all of them there. We'll have a setup at Pro Day where we'll be bringing in everybody, and everybody will have an interview. You know, Landon will be interviewing Deion Barnes. Christian Hack will be interviewing, you know, somebody else. So you guys will be seeing these different personalities come in, introduce themselves basically to you again through the HVU lens, and then interview these coaches and these players and maybe some different other people. But then moving forward past this, you know, each personality is going to provide content on a weekly basis through HVU. And we'll be able to use this platform to really kind of grow on their brand as well as help HVU and their memberships and provide behind the scenes content. So every week we'll be consistently providing content to our fans and our members, through HVU.
And the other part to this, we mentioned the website, but there's also an app too, right?
Yeah, so we're fortunate through our collective that we're one of the few schools that actually have a collective app, and that app is really going to kind of relaunch next Friday, because a lot of our content is going to be going through there. It's going to be really neat. So you, like, if you're signed up as a member, you know, and you have your push notifications on, and you may be, you know, driving in the car or something, you might be at dinner and you get a push notifications, hey, commitment announcement, right? So you might see, I'm going to be able to find out who just, what transfer portal guy that we just got committed. So things like that through the app are going to be really neat for fans to use. It's a really clean app. You know, our team has done a really hard job, you know, making sure that it's ready to run Friday.
And just a postscript follow-up story. Many divorces are now going to be happening. Sorry, honey. We got a commitment. Forget about going out to dinner. I got to check this out. So that's going to be on your head, Mike.
Great.
I think in doing this show for so many years, I think what's especially exciting is that recruiting aspect to it. And though that recruiting, it's year round. Now the transfer portal has added to that, quote unquote, free agency.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of information that is so important to fans. You mentioned earlier about how articulate and well-spoken these athletes are coming out right out of high school. And I think part of that is, you know, we now want to hear that from them and get that information, because all of the listeners, fans, that's what they want. That's the information. That's the key to them.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a win-win for everybody, right? So the, you know, these kids, you know, they come in as freshmen and
no problem.
You know, they're learning from us and they,
no problem.
I got to call them back. Okay. All right. You know, so, they get to know, so they come in and we put them on a platform, not just me, but there's going to be a number of different ways that they're, you know, they're going to be seen, right? And build their brand. Well, that's what they want to do, right? They build a brand, and in this NIL world, that's going to help them and make them more valuable to companies and whoever wants to invest on them. So getting to know them earlier is going to really help them.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I think our listeners are all going to be impressed. You put off Christian Hackenberg so you could talk to us. So
I mean, Christian Hack, like, so Hack, when my first year here, like I mentioned, is 2015. It was his last year. And going into it, I thought Hack was such a dude. Like, he was, I didn't get to know him that much, but then I got here and it was awesome.
All right, we'll pick up right from there. We've got one more segment to go. Stick with us.
Spring football is almost here. Are you looking for a great place to stay in Happy Valley for that weekend? Go PSU RV has an RV for you. Drive your own car there. The RV is ready and waiting for you. A shuttle bus will take you to and from the game. No hassle with parking. Rates start as low as $750 for the weekend, and you get a $250 discount for the fall. Check out gopsurv.com or call 800-519-8467.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Halt Daddy Hazy IPA, award-winning beer by Greater Good Brewing, built by Penn Staters for PA. Look for the green can at your local retailer.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I'm Jim. My special guest, Mike Villagrana, Executive Director of the Penn State Collective, Happy Valley United. Mike, I want to kind of, well, first of all, I cut you off at the end of the last segment. You were talking Christian Hackenberg, and that was his first year, I guess, was your last year here at Penn State?
His last year was my first year.
Oh, okay. The other way I had it.
And so got to know him, and he was awesome. Just an awesome guy, you know, like I just remember him, his recruitment, just like such a, like he was a rock star, you know, but he, you know, getting to know him, and now that I'm back and now that I'm working with him in state media is been really cool. It's really, he's just an awesome guy to work with. And I told him and Grant Haley the other day that we were at that Philly event. I said that class, they were just like so different. Like they were such good dudes all around. Like those years that I was here, like coming back, you know, like they still remember me, you know what I mean? And I was just a recruiting guy, you know, like they were just great people. And I can't tell you how much, like, I appreciate that from Hack and those classes and those guys that I got to, you know, build relationships with.
Well, I'll share a little bit with our listeners, again, having these weekly conversations when these guys are there with Christian Hackenberg, who we think, you know, football player, quarterback. And it's just, it's fascinating to hear him talk about things within this new career of his.
Yeah.
And he's obviously a very sharp guy. He knows what he's talking about. And this is not a football lughead. This is a guy who really, it's a different career, and he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I was really impressed when I first talked to him. I thought maybe he'd been doing this for like 30 years because he's very sharp, buttoned up when it comes to this space. He's just one of those guys that I think, like, whatever he would go into, he's going to be very successful. You know, we all know those type of guys.
Yeah, agreed. I want to circle back to the whole, you know, collective idea and where we are at Penn State with NIL. And it's kind of, I think there's a different philosophy at different schools where you go. There are schools, I just saw this, some of these numbers. West Virginia had 31 players leave through the portal, or brought 31 in. Yeah. And you see schools like that. Penn State's approach seems to be so different from that. And I think the one word to describe it is, it's about retention.
Yeah. Yeah. So great point. It is different everywhere. You know, because, you know, you talk about West Virginia, well, they had a coaching change, right? I think anywhere that has a coaching change is going to see a huge turnover. You know, I think we had, you know, my previous stop at Virginia Tech, I think that second year we turned over about 50% of the roster. It might've been even more. But, you know, you know, it, like a place like Penn State, it's still a developmental program, right? Like we still want to develop our high school players. And then, you know, where it makes sense to get transfer portal guys, we'll get them. But then, you know, if we're just not recruiting transfer portal guys and high school athletes, we're recruiting our own team. Every year we have to re-recruit them the way that it's set up right now. But, you know, with, you know, transparency, the way that Coach Franklin runs the program, you know, it's a great culture. So, you know, the it's going to be a very hard decision for you to leave at Penn State, you know, because it's just not you get here and you find out the way that the culture is during the recruitment. You know, it's very coaches and the staff is very transparent about, you know, what you're getting yourself into. And, you know, don't commit, you know, if you have any hesitation. You know, coach isn't going to pressure you to commit just to get a commit. You know, he tells you, you know, you trust me. I got to trust you. This is a marriage. So I think that's helped the transparency on the front end when it comes to player retention. And the culture is great.
Well, let me ask you another. You mentioned it earlier, the House settlement, which it seems imminent. And the big thing that's coming out of this is where the schools will be able to compensate student athletes directly up to about $20, $21 million. Now that's going across the board. Most of it will go to football. How does this affect NIL in general and specifically the collectives?
Well, I think it helps. I think it helps the players. You know, they're going to be able to, we'll be able to provide more money to the players, you know, with that money. So you mentioned the $20.5 million. Every school is going to be different with how much they allocate to their different sports. I think, you know, Penn State is in a really good position that they'll be up there with any other school that is allocating to football. So I think that's important to know. Yeah, so I don't know if that answered your question.
Well, does the change – the collective is still going to exist – because right. There still needs to be it. I don't want to call it the tiebreaker, but because not everyone will distribute that max amount.
That's right.
But it doesn't eliminate the need, I guess is the way to put it, for the collective and what the collectives are doing.
Right. That's right. So you have that, but then you also have what the collective's doing, which is additive. So the better the collective's doing, the better, the more we'll be able to provide to the players.
And I think at Penn State, it may have been slow getting to the plate with NIL, with a slow start, but it does seem to be doing better. I'm using the evidence of, again, the retention of players.
Yeah.
Catron Allen, Nick Singleton, Drew Aller, yeah. Denai Dennis Sutton. These are all NFL players.
Yeah.
Who chose to come back. And I do believe a big part of that is their allegiance to Penn State, but I think it's also partly it's NIL. So it feels like this is the first time Penn State fans can look at it with very, very tangible evidence that NIL is making a difference in their team.
Yeah, 100%. And so it, when a player's done and they got to, you know, the season's over and the players got to think about the NFL, well, there's all kinds of different resources that we provide them, you know, feedback from the scouts, you know, Cornerstone that helps them with their decision or whatnot. So basically what it comes down to is, all right, what are they projected? And then based on that projection, how much money is guaranteed that they're going to get if they're, you know, drafted around that projection? And, you know, in the NFL, the way that it's structured right now, when you get past the first round, not all of your contracts guaranteed, right? So now you got to start thinking, okay, what makes sense going and getting drafted in the fifth round and having, you know, a small portion of that contract guaranteed, or coming back to Penn State, developing more, increasing your stock, also getting more of an education, and then, you know, we're able to provide them with something, you know, pretty much more of a guarantee than they would if they would enter the draft. So I think that's a lot that, you know, there's a lot that comes with that, you know, the family, the agents, and everybody's got to look at and what makes sense. But I think Coach Franklin, Andy Frank, the GM, I think everybody does a really good job providing that information. So they make the best decision for them. Now, if they're an Abdul Carter or Tyler Warren, well, Tyler Warren was a player that did come back and help him, you know, become potentially a top 10 pick. But Abdul Carter, you know, he's a potential number one pick. Go. That's life-changing money for you, guaranteed money. But once you start, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, that now you got to really think about, all right, does it make sense coming back? You know, okay. And that's where HVU and the money.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And I like that you mentioned Tyler Warren, because I think every player that you talk to now, Tyler Warren should be exhibit A of the benefits of coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wish I was here through his recruitment to get to know him, because the small time I've got to be around him, it just seems like an unbelievable human being, not just a football player. I think he just seems like a guaranteed to be like a, you know, 13, 15 year old vet. He reminds me of, I don't get this. I don't hear this a lot, but maybe to some of the older guys. I remember Dallas Clark wearing no gloves for Indianapolis, yeah. Like throwback, but like deceptively, like very athletic. Like he kind of reminds me of that. But yeah, like he could have went in the draft, but we were fortunate enough at Penn State. You know, we were able to bring him back, and it's not just been great for Penn State. It's been good for him. You know, now he's going to be, you know, in a really good position come draft day.
And I think a lot of us old folks who remember John Riggins, when you get that story that he took number 44 because his dad wanted him to play like Riggins, that really hits home to us old guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think after I did that, I called my wife and I said, hey, make sure you show Dominic the John Riggins Wikipedia and maybe a YouTuber, and then because that was awesome when I heard that. I mean, how true football guys not resonate with that?
Exactly. And just to kind of wrap this up in a bow, I think that's the kind of information that we're talking about also with this partnership with the media. That kind of behind the scenes look. How did you end up with that number? What drove you to football? What drove you to Penn State? And that's what we're going to be seeing going forward with this partnership. And selfishly for our show, that's what we're going to be seeing.
Yeah, you know, we're still working it out as far as, you know, how much a month, but there will be, you know, exclusive Zoom interviews with these players that I think is going to be really neat for the fans, you know, to learn more about them. And when they're around, you know, say a reporter that they don't really know, I think that's big, right? Because they're not as relaxed, you know, they may not be as candid as you want them. But when you bring in like a Landon Tangwell and a Brian Tripp and a Hack, like they're going to be comfortable with those guys and they'll be able to get out some pretty cool little tidbits, maybe some facts, you know, growing up, hobbies, stuff like that on these guys that is kind of just makes them humanize them a little bit, and fans will like it.
I think they will. Mike, I can't thank you enough for being on today's show, for our partnership going forward. I am so excited about it. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Jim. Can't wait for the next time.
Same here.
Spring football is almost here. Are you looking for a great place to stay in Happy Valley for that weekend? Go PSU RV has an RV for you. Drive your own car there. The RV is ready and waiting for you. A shuttle bus will take you to and from the game. No hassle with parking. Rates start as low as $750 for the weekend, and you get a $250 discount for the fall. Check out gopsurv.com or call 800-519-8467.